MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with David Crozier. He is Chief Investment Officer, PPS Investments. David, appreciate the time. A recent piece that you put out, fascinating reading. You describe yourself as a purist in that you've kind of really spent your career focusing on that concept of inflation beating returns mean lots and lots of equities, and the numbers stack up, and it's been largely the right space to be. But you're conceding that post-retirement investing is perhaps forcing a rethink around that.
Yes, exactly. And I kind of use the analogy of driving, where I grew up with station wagons and felt station wagons were the way to go. And we all just need to, you know, suck it up. And obviously the car industry's had to evolve as people's tastes have changed. And they've realized that not everybody wants to sit in a station wagon and drive an SUV. And those solutions have obviously become more and more sophisticated. And now an SUV drives almost just as well as a station wagon. And I think similarly with the industry, we've kind of always felt, you know, you just need to take on this equity market risk and just suck it up. And if you don't like the short-term volatility, well, it's in your best long-term interest to hold equities. And dear Mr. Client, you just need to live with that. A bit like when my dad told me to have cold showers. And actually, you know, as the baby boomers have, I suppose, reached retirement and as investors start to decumulate assets, you know, that view is increasingly being challenged, that, you know, the equity market, the volatility of equity markets is quite challenging. Yeah. And even for investors in pre-retirement who find the equity volatility uncomfortable, you know, the industry is increasingly trying to think of ways to not have to force people to go through that kind of short-term volatility with equity. So I think this is a very live thing that the industry is trying to solve. Mm-hmm. We probably haven't gone as far as the car industry with getting an SUV that drives as well as the car. I mean, the car industry has been dealing with that for 20, 30 years, but certainly increasingly, we're coming out with solutions that are trying to meet that requirement of still giving equity-based returns or quite as close to that, but not with the sort of short-term volatility you get from equity markets.
And I get your point. And this is not to say that, I mean, equities do the heavy lifting and equities can work in retirement. And we're not saying that that's something that's going to break the performance that we've seen from it. And the line that comes from it is, how is that return experienced? It's that, you know, I remember the question I would be often asked back in the day when buying, you know, how would you feel if it went down 40%? And the honest answer is, I'm not sure, but at the time, I'm probably going to dislike it intensely. It's that relationship, the experiencing of the return, which really is what matters.
Yes, particularly in, for example, in post-retirement, where you're drawing an income. So it actually becomes a real binding constraint. We've always, as an industry, been able to say in pre-retirement, well, if it's down 40%, you know, you're just buying it cheaper next month in your monthly contribution. Mm. So do you really need to worry that it's down 40%? But in post-retirement, it's actually can be very significant if you're also trying to draw an income. And I think the main point I'm trying to frame is we just need to think about the problem differently. So when I said for most of my career, I've been a purist, I've really felt, what is the risk of not holding enough equities, and really thought around solutions that need to do that. But if you shift that to, you know, the downside is really significant, you start to think differently. You know, what is the risk of falling 40%, or what is the risk of underperforming cash?
Yeah.
And if you start to think like that from the sort of first principles, you have a great ability to try to construct things that look differently. Now, one of the big challenges we have is our industry is very much framed in the equities is good for you kind of framing. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of our unit trust categories are framed like that. And around the braai, everyone looks at how did the peers do and how did the equity market do. So the big challenge I think we have is trying to frame the problem differently. So if you're trying not to have significant drawdowns and you're trying not to underperform cash, then around the braai, you shouldn't be comparing your portfolio to one that is taking on a lot of equity market risk and could be performing really strongly. And this is sort of the biggest challenge I think we probably have is that investors or all of us want our cake and want to eat it. But we actually have to be quite explicit about what's really important for us and how do we want to build portfolios that really deliver on what's important. So in a station wagon, what are you wanting? In an SUV, what are you wanting? And then intentionally construct portfolios to deal with that rather than trying to do everything for everyone, which is just a recipe for disaster.
That's a great point, because my next point was going to be exactly around that, which is it's important to understand what we're buying, what we're getting, what are we trying to fulfill? And these are the age-old questions, but I suppose to your point, go back to those first principles, go back to those first simple questions and work it from there.
Exactly. I mean, we as a multi-manager, we can also make this error. You know, if we want a manager to protect on the downside and to outperform cash in a market where SA equities have gone up 40% like last year, one shouldn't necessarily be too critical that they might have underperformed a peer group that was willing to take on the risk of a drawdown but performed much strongly, right? Similarly, if we are not that worried about the short-term volatility and want to participate on the upside from equities, we could be critical of a manager that hasn't taken on enough risk. But we need to be quite explicit about what we're looking for from the manager or the portfolio, and then basically back the portfolio to deliver that. I think that's a very useful evolution of where we go as an industry. And the more we figure out how to solve for post-retirement, and the more we explicit about what we're trying to achieve with our clients. I mean, COFI is also helping us get there as an industry, where the regulators is asking us to be very explicit around the target market and what we're building for the client and how these are meeting clients' needs. So I think we're in an exciting place, both from where a lot of the assets in the industry is going towards post-retirement, as well as where the regulation's going, as well as the kind of technology or ways we can think about the market can help us solve.
Yeah, I take your point. Absolutely. It's evolving, but at this point, perhaps it's a faster evolve than we typically do see. We'll leave it there. It's Ever Crozier, Chief Investment Officer, PPS Investments. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.